Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love, love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
It's Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame. Many people think I'm from the Wayback Machine as well, and they're probably right. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. That's the way I prefer to think about it. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Steve D'Arbianco, Executive Director of NetChoice, netchoice.org, an organization that's with Steve. He's a tireless champion, ladies and gentlemen, for your rights and your ability to use the internet as a tool, as a way of going to market, as an efficiency tool, however you use, especially the internet. There are a lot of people out there who are trying to impinge upon what you're doing, and Steve is fighting toe to toe with them to make sure that whatever happens doesn't hurt us any more than is necessary. Steve, thanks again for being here. Thanks again for all you do. One of those topics is something you and I have been talking about now almost since the beginning of our time together, 15 years. And that's the ultimate resolution about ICANN, International Corporation of Assigned Names and Numbers, which is the governance, the sort of the gatekeeper for all the top domains, right, Steve? Like .biz, .com, et cetera. And you've always reported to us about how other countries have coveted the fact that the United States basically had ultimate control over ICANN, even though it had an international board of directors. But now we've had other things happen. The president has relinquished it, and we've talked about all that. Where do we stand right now? Where does ICANN stand right now?
Yeah, Jim, it was in the late 90s when the U.S. sort of put ICANN on this path to independence. But always retained a tether of control. And then 16 months ago, the Obama administration said it's time to give up that last tether of control, that last bit of U.S. government oversight. And he put us on a path to transition ICANN to full independence. And that path has really been a rocky road since all along the way. All of the constituents who care about ICANN have wanted to ensure that the discipline the U.S. has always been able to exert over ICANN, that discipline is replaced by some other form of discipline.
Meaning not the U.N.
Everything but the U.N. or other governments. Exactly.
Or Iran or France. Yeah, go ahead.
That's right. I mean, the corporation is truly unique. It's a membership organization, a nonprofit California corporation, and it has no members. It has no stockholders. It has no voters. It has no discipline from the community that it serves, and once you pull away the U.S. government's ability to keep it on the straight and narrow, then there's a real genuine fear that we won't be able to hold that board accountable to the community it serves.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been leading the effort for almost a year now on behalf of a lot of businesses around the world. It's an effort to try to come up with an accountability plan, a framework to replace the U.S. government, the vacuum that'll be left.
Mm-hmm.
Good news is we've had great backing from the U.S. Congress. The Congress has said that the administration cannot let go of the oversight until the community gets its new accountability framework. Really grateful for that.
Could the ultimate relinquishing actually be thwarted, be stopped at this point?
You know, it could.
So this thing could be stalled, and a new president could come in and stop the whole thing.
Could happen. Not going to be a pretty sight, Jim, because the governments around the world who complained for a decade over the U.S. unique role will say, see, the U.S. is still holding on to the internet. And at this point, we may do more damage by delaying or canceling the transition than by pushing ahead with it. But it's got to be done right. It's one of the reasons that I'll fly to Ireland this week for 7 or 8 days of meetings to continue to hammer this out. And everyone in the ICANN community is singularly focused on trying to get this done by next summer so that it doesn't roll into the political season of the hot potato, or get sort of squeezed in the presidential election politics.
Steve, you said something a minute. You used the word a minute ago, folks. If you want to see, if you want to imagine how bad this decision that President Obama made could become, without the work, the hard work of Steve and his peers in this community. You used the word vacuum. You said when America steps out and leaves a vacuum in this, folks. This is what America has done in Syria. America has done this in Iraq. We're doing this in Afghanistan. We're in Libya. We're pulling out and leaving vacuums all over the world. And watch what's happening to those vacuums. Look who's filling in those vacuums. Nature hates a vacuum, and it's getting filled with bad guys, bad decisions, bad outcomes. Steve, I think your word vacuum in terms of ICANN is a very appropriate one, and it's a cautionary tale for all of us to get behind what you guys are doing.
I see the analogy, Jim, and I think you're right. I'm afraid you're right, because there's maybe some goodwill that's earned when the administration decides to walk away from something and stay away. But that goodwill disappears in a matter of weeks, and all we're left with is this feeling that where's our leadership? Where is the lead that we had at shepherding the Internet as well as we did over 17 years? And now all of a sudden we feel as if we can just cut it loose. But the politics are such that now that the government has announced it, now that the vacuum has been announced, it's going to be very difficult to walk it back. Mm-hmm. And that's not my objective. My goal for my membership is to try to get a transition that will work.
Will you be able to get a transition that will work, that will forever keep it out of the hands of the UN?
Yes, I will. I believe we are on that track, Jim.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you can do anything to support netchoice.org, I encourage you to do it. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.